This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, the good news is it's Friday.
Yes, yes, you nailed it as usual.
You know how I wrap the week up for people who can't listen all week with the Insane Things podcast on Friday, which is very popular. It gets more than twice the views of the other ones during the week. Okay, I had 15 Insane Things. Normally I have 5 to like 8. So I had to start it yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Insane Things Wrap the Week Up podcast actually starts on Thursday this week, just to get it all in.
Volume.
So much content. Of it, that I don't know where to begin. I truly don't. All right, I'm going to start with this. And this is good news, okay? I want folks to understand how close we came to living in total tyranny. USAID had gotten really, really far, it turns out, with a series of programs that it was implementing through the UN at our expense, of course, to, on the one hand, detect what they consider hate speech, misinformation, malinformation, which is the worst, by the way. Malinformation is true information that makes them look bad. And they don't hide that. They're very honest about it. It compromises trusted sources. They'll be like, who? Well, like Anthony Fauci. Oh, okay. Oh, we'd be way better off if we didn't listen to Anthony Fauci. USAID had run $190 million through the UN for a series of programs. This is all coming out in Congress now, and part of it due to the reporting of, ironically, liberal journalist and reporter Michael Schellenberger. Wait till you hear what they had planned for us. And again, folks, this is just the size of the bullet we dodged. Say the wrong thing online, lose access to your bank account. Get debanked. This was not just for individuals, but for businesses, too. Here's Michael Schellenberger talking about that. And there's so much going on that what's going on in these censorship industrial complex hearings is not getting the proper coverage. As the American people need to understand, Lee, this is not just a Joe Biden thing. This is not just a Kamala Harris thing. This is what they will do every time they get power now. Take a listen to what they had planned for us via USAID, which honestly I'm starting to think was truly the hub of evil in the world. Not joking. Seriously.
You know, USAID has been pushing digital IDs that would tie people's bank accounts to their social media profiles. I mean, it's out of Black Mirror. I mean, the idea would be that they'd be able to police and potentially debank you for something that you said online. It's extremely disturbing, and I was just kind of shaking my head because after 2 years of this, we just keep discovering more censorship initiatives hidden away in different agencies, the UN, USAID. I mean, it's madness.
It's terrifying. You agree. Programs like E-Verify and the one I-Verify, the one you just mentioned as well, could be weaponized by authoritarian governments to silence dissent. And you've seen
by our government
this as well. And well, of course, by our government as well. And
okay, so that's one part of it, Lee. That's coming out. The angle of it to tie the sense like the censorship would go through your bank, right? So that way. And I'm worried about a program like this. And I said this in the past. I said, oh, my gosh, what if they do this? They had already had it done. And what this means is, okay, well, Elon Musk might let you say true things, malinformation on the platform that make liberal Democrats look bad. He may let you do it, but we're going to detect it. You're going to lose your bank account. And guess what? You're going to lose your bank account at the international level. So call your congressperson all you want. Good luck with that. Not going to matter. We're going to take it. There's going to be no recourse. It will simply disappear. Here's Representative Ben Cologne talking to Schellenberger about this and the money USAID and, by the way, Mark Zuckerberg and Meta had invested in an international fact-checking technology. So it would detect malinformation, misinformation. Well, I'll let him tell you. It's crazy.
Mr. Schellenberger, you're aware that U.S. taxpayer dollars have been used by the U.N. to develop and implement an AI-assisted fact-checking tool to label speech as misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, toxic or hate speech, correct?
Yes, sir. Very disturbing.
In fact, in 2021, the U.S. gave the U.N. Development Program $190 million in taxpayer dollars, and I verify what they've developed has been tested in 5 countries: Kenya, Honduras, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Zambia. And it's intended to expand to more countries. Does that concern you?
Extremely.
So, Lee, they had already got a working totalitarian regime. They were implementing it in countries that, quite frankly, couldn't fight back, where we wouldn't hear about it so much or really realize what they were doing. So that's the one side of it, the I-verify, E-verify side of it, where they're implementing algorithms, taking accounts at the international level, a totalitarian regime. Think about that for a minute. These bureaucrats inside USAID, I don't know who died and made them God. I don't know where the congressional directive for this is. Well, we'll go ahead and demo our totalitarian regime on these 5 countries over here using U.S. taxpayer dollars. Finally, and I get you to react to this, I just want to play this one last clip. This is Representative Ben Cline talking to Michael Schellenberger, who dug up a lot of this. It's coming out of the Doge data, and he is trolling through it. Listen to this.
The UN has also partnered with other players in the censorship industrial complex, including CrowdTangle, a Facebook Meta-connected fact-checking tool. Meaden got $250,000 from the National Science Foundation for identifying and countering misinformation on closed messaging platforms. An international fact-checking network, IFCN, a grant and fellowship-making organization to help fact-checkers, solution providers, and other eligible organizations launch new and innovative fact-checking programs and initiatives. Do you see iVerify as part of a larger global trend towards centralized control over information?
And he goes on to say, yes. Lee, they had already built this thing. Mm-hmm. $190 million? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Starving Africans and all. Yeah. These mean Republicans. This isn't about starving Africans. This is about censoring Africans. This is about some bureaucrat at a desk in D.C. controlling the lives of people in 5 countries as a demo for what they were going to do to us. So you see the one side of it, which is the totalitarian detection of speech that they don't like, and the other side, which is you lose your bank account. You know, like, say you had a lawn care business, right? Well, okay, do all your customers want to pay in cash? Got to tell them that up front? How are you going to have a website to advertise that business if you can't make the monthly payments digitally? You're not. How are you going to buy new equipment if you have to order it online, like the highly specialized equipment that you would use? You can't just go to Home Depot and get it. I don't know, drive to Colorado where they sell it and pay cash? Well, you shouldn't have said that on X. It's where we were going, Lee. What do you think about this?
Well, they almost got there.
They may yet. Yeah, you're right.
I am very encouraged by the direction that things are headed, but it's still going to require vigilance and reaction and the sunshine of truth on what's going on, because we could very easily slip back in that direction.
Yeah, That's the mark of the beast right there. That's what that is. It is. I mean, I hate to say that. It sounds like a conspiracy theorist, but it's right there under oath in Congress from a liberal reporter who once ran as a Democrat for governor of California. So not coming from us. It's coming from them. He calls it Black Mirror. Says it's terrifying. It is. What you're looking at is one world government unified around speech so they can reach back into the United States and wreck your life. Wow. And folks, this is why their top donor, Democrat donor, found out about this. He had donated over $80 million, quit the Democrat Party and endorsed Trump. Saw them doing this inside the White House. I'll have that next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They were almost there, folks. Two programs, one run out of the State Department, the other out of USAID. $190 million of your dollars to censor you because they know best what you should say. Who? Who is that? I don't know. Some faceless bureaucrat inside USAID who was essentially, until Trump fired all of them, more powerful than not only Trump or really any U.S. president, but the leaders of the five countries they had already implemented this draconian censorship program in. Folks, this was a dictatorship in a box. It had two sides, and I just played you the audio in the last segment. Had two sides. One side, where USAID had developed technology to debank you. It was the beginning of a digital ID system to debank you if they did not like what you said. So what, you know what this is? This is the solution for speech. If Elon Musk will let you have free speech, well, we can't stop him yet. But we'll just debank you for what you said. Good luck dealing only in cash. How are you even going to get paid at work? Best to shut up. Best to shut up. On the other side of it, $190 million was this massive worldwide AI detection system for mis- and malinformation. Remember what malinformation is? It was defined by CISA and the Department of Homeland Security. Malinformation is when you say mean but true things about trusted sources. Who's trusted sources? Anyone in the Democrat Party and any of the bureaucrats, they'd answer to that. Wait. I could be debanked and censored for saying true things? Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. That's what my money was going for? Folks, these people were monsters. They were monsters. There's no other way to explain this. And you know what we need to take from this, folks? The thing with the American people is American people are good people, mostly. And they'll give you a shot. I believe they gave Kamala Harris a shot. Well, maybe we'll see what she believes. Maybe she's better than Joe Biden. If they do that with the next Democrat, they're going to live in a worldwide totalitarian regime. We're going to have to shoot our way out of it. And I don't even know that we can shoot our way out of it. That's the thing. When you have USAID had already put this digital system on 5 countries? Think about this for a minute, at Kona Power. Who's the bureaucrat who ran that system? You know their name? No? They're more powerful than any other head of state. And they did it.
You know, USAID has been pushing digital IDs that would tie people's bank accounts to their social media profiles. I mean, it's out of Black Mirror. I mean, the idea would be that they'd be able to police and potentially debank you for something that you said online. It's extremely disturbing. And I was just kind of shaking my head because after 2 years of this, we just keep discovering more censorship initiatives hidden away in different agencies, the UN, USAID. I mean, it's madness.
It's terrifying. You agree. Programs like E-Verify and the one
you... So they did that. Again, here's just to recap quickly.
Mr. Schellenberger, you're aware that U.S. taxpayer dollars have been used by the UN to develop and implement an AI-assisted fact-checking tool to label speech as misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, toxic or hate speech, correct?
Yes, sir. Very disturbing.
In fact, in 2021, the U.S. gave the UN Development Program $190 million in taxpayer dollars. And I verify what they've developed has been tested in 5 countries, Kenya, Honduras, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Zambia. And it's intended to expand to more countries. Does that concern you?
Extremely.
You think they asked Honduras before they did this, USAID, and the UN? No, they didn't. They didn't. They just did it. This is who they think they are. That is an ungodly amount of power. Now, think about debanking. For a moment. And remember this, because a lot of folks didn't catch this. There's a guy by the name of Mark Andreessen. He's a billionaire, tech guy, Democrat donor, the 6th most prolific donor in the United States of America, according to OpenSecrets.org, right? He donated over $80 million to the Democrats. And as a reward for that, they thought he was a totalitarian like them, so they had him to the White House. And said, hey, you want to sit on some meetings, some of our, you know, our planning meetings? He said, sure, I'd love to come do that. That's really cool. And they said, yeah, these are the tech business meetings. And you're a tech investor. That's what he does now. He invests in tech. And they said, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Here he is on Joe Rogan. This is before the election, talking about what happened at that meeting and why he fled the Democrat Party in terror. Afterward,
the AI thing was very alarming. We had meetings this spring that were the most alarming meetings I've ever been in, where they were taking us through their plans, and it was
like, what kind of, can you talk about it?
Basically, just full government control, like this sort of thing. There will be a small number of large companies that will be completely regulated and controlled by the government. They told us. They just said, don't even start startups. Like, don't even bother. Like, there's just no way. There's no way that they can succeed. There's no way that we're going to permit that to happen.
Wow.
Yeah. They just said this is already over. It's going to be 2 or 3 companies, and we're going to control them, and that's that. Like, this is already finished.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, when you leave a meeting like that, what do?
You go endorse Donald Trump.
So he said personally it had become very difficult to invest in these companies. He had watched over 30 of them debanked. They weren't even conservative, but they would have been competitors to the companies they control. Competitors to social media, competitors to AI, competitors in terms of they're very afraid of cryptocurrency because they can't control that. People would just say, well, if you're going to censor me for what I said on X, I'll just use crypto instead of cash. Can't allow that. Folks, this is the back end we just found out of USAID. They were building this with the UN. They already had this on 5 countries. I mean, speechlessness doesn't really work well for radio because it's a pretty verbal medium. But this is why it is so critical what Elon Musk is doing, what Doge is doing, what Schellenberger is doing, that we are tearing through the federal bureaucracy to see what they did and who they are, because it will not change. If we ever get into a situation where they haven't had this since Donald Trump came on the scene, full control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate with enough votes to pass their agenda, it's lights out, folks. It's over. And it might have been over in the next term even without that, given the fact they were already building out this system. But it didn't happen. And I thank God for that. I thank the Lord for that. It's worse than I thought it was. And this is why they scream bloody murder. Folks, I can imagine how they feel. They were this close. This close. If Musk hadn't come along, a place where we could get true things out, I'm telling you, Trump wouldn't have won this election. That's what the difference is. When you see Donald Trump's never gone to 55% approval, and he did this week, what's changed? He's not different. What's changed is there's an unfiltered place to get news. What's changed is that tweet that Elon Musk retweeted a few months ago, and it was just a woman riding to work on a bus. That's it. Nobody special. And she took a picture. Everybody was on X. You could see they were all hunched over their phones. That's why Donald Trump's at 55%. That's why we're free right now. That's why we got a second chance. We cannot forget that. It's like they know you're being robbed blind. Democrats, by the way, are going to get in this, threatening to get violent. Not them personally. They don't feel like going to prison. But they know that they have enough followers on the fringes that if they push them hard enough, they will get violent. They are all but openly calling for it right now. As Elon Musk continues to plow through the bureaucracy, finding fraud and waste. And what they're finding is unbelievable. Jesse Waters nailed this. They wanted the old systems because it was easier to hide the theft.
Washington's been broken for decades, and Washington's fighting to stay that way. Because when things don't work, you can't find the money. The government's living in the dark ages. They have rotary phones, microfiche, retirement caves, and computer software from the 60s.
An 80-year-old politician. So, now, they're not done with the Social Security system. Okay, this is just the beginning. They are still inside working hard on it. Okay, so far they've found, listen to this number. I can't even imagine how many people you'd have to prosecute here. $72 billion in 7 years of improper payments. That is just the easily detectable fraud. $72 billion between 2015 and 2022. They're still working on 23 and 24. That is a massive amount of fraud. Massive amount of fraud. And they say if it's not stopped, it'll just happen again. Those payments still going out. $72 billion. Just Social Security. Just Social Security. Now, they say they are still investigating, and it may take months to untangle. Folks, there are, you ready for this? You might want to pull your car over. Might want to sit down here in the kitchen, getting your coffee. 44,000 people with birth dates listed before 1920 who are still receiving Social Security payments. Before 1920, 44,000. That is impossible. There are not more than 1,200 people maximum that age in this country. So that money right there, the 44,000 is people with birth dates listed before 1920. That's not even counted in the $72 billion in improper fraudulent payments, you understand, that I just told you about over 7 years. No, that's new. They've still got to sort through that. So that's going to take somebody going through, going, okay, Thelma, is she dead? Where's Thelma? Where is she interred? Where's the grave? Who is receiving payments for Thelma? You're being robbed blind, folks. You know what Democrats, I'm going to tell you what Democrats know. These are their voters. These are their voters. It's who they are. And they're fine. They are fine. They don't want any of this to stop. And that should really raise some red flags. And so they're having to take extreme measures. You want to hear what this... Folks, I listen to this stuff so you don't have to. You should hear what their media sounds like. right now. And understand as I play this for you, can laugh. These people are delulu, as my teenage daughter says. They're totally delulu. But their followers don't know that. And Democrats know this, okay? Pew poll. The majority of white Democrat women in the Democrat Party, 56%, not my number, take it up with Pew. Year 2020, self-report being treated for mental illness. 56% of women. That is 2.5 times the rate for conservative women. For the men, it is not over 50%, but it's in the mid-40s. They know this. They know if they could lie and push enough buttons, someone might kill them. In fact, it's already begun. A Tesla dealership in Oregon has been torched for the second time. They just picked up a guy with an AR who was planning to go on a killing spree. He wanted to kill Elon Musk. They got him. That was earlier this week. And they're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And here's Chris Matthews. He, by the way, he knows, this is on MSNBC, he knows exactly what he's doing.
This guy's taking down the Congress. He's taking down the rights of the American people. He's the big boss overseas and back here. The big boss. Listen to him. Do what he says. Nobody's saying that. Chris Murphy's trying. I keep waiting. Who's going to stand
up? Who's
going to take a shot back at this guy?
Now, why do we need to shoot them? According to the Democrats. Well, because they're Nazis. This is a governor of a state. Okay, this is not some Democrat activist. This is J.B. Pritzker. Oh, and to make what he's saying make sense, you should understand his family has 64 federally funded NGOs among them. Yeah, somebody needs to dig into that. So he's a little torqued out. So he's out there lying his enormous rear end off. In fact, it looks like he ate a couple of these NGOs. He may have.
I'm watching with a foreboding dread what is happening in our country right now. Oh, the authoritarian playbook is laid bare here. If you think I'm overreacting and sounding the alarm too soon, consider this. It took the Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. And all I'm saying is that when the five-alarm fire starts to burn, every good person better be ready to man a post with a bucket of water if you want to stop it from raging out of control.
Yeah, I bet you feel like it's a five-alarm fire. You got 64 of these NGOs. I bet I'd feel that way, too. Yeah, my family's about to be broke comparative to where you were. But see, he doesn't tell them that. We didn't tell him how compromised he is, right? So they're pushing him and pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. They're coming at him from another direction, okay? Keep in mind, these are the people who spent 2.5 years being told that Trump is a Russian spy, right? He's a Russian plant. Putin controls him. And Putin, as we understand from the Democrats, is a fascist, right? He will not let diverse immigrants into his country. He's like Hitler. He's a fascist. And he has taken over the country. And remember, we had in the last term, we had Democrats going to psychologists because they think they are living through a coup. Right. I mean, they're already mentally ill. You can see how that would make you a little delulu. And they brought it back.
Donald Trump is saying everything Vladimir Putin would say. Mm-hmm. The American president right now could be a plant, could be a Russian asset. I mean, think about that. Here I am. I know it's early in the morning to say something like that, but think about that. And if the American people don't care about that, that Putin might have something on Trump, that he's an asset, that he's a plant, that he's doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin. If the American people don't care about that.
Okay. We've done this before. There was a guy by the name of Mueller, and he had 36 FBI agents and agents of the Department of Injustice. They took a look at more than 1 million documents from Donald Trump. They did not find one bloody red cent going back and forth between Trump and his handlers, okay? If you are a toxic troll, know this. A judge just let a libel lawsuit go forward against the Pulitzer board because they haven't pulled the Pulitzer for the Alpha Bank story, that's Washington Post and New York Times, which has been thoroughly discredited. That was the delulu story about how Putin was managing Trump through an Alpha Bank server. Alpha Bank went to court and got damages. the Pulitzer still stands. The judge took a look at it and said, yeah, this is a bunch of lies. I'm going to let the libel lawsuit against the Pulitzer board go forward. But unfortunately, these liberals watching these stations, especially the mentally ill ones, the majority, right? And the plurality of men, the majority of women, they don't know this is all lies. They think they're under siege. Learning to fly. Judge ruled that Donald, this is our feel-good segment of the hour. Judge ruled that Donald J. Trump can, in fact, fire these miscreants in these federal agencies. Which leads to our feel-good story of the day. I can't believe this stuff's going on. It's a guy by the name of Leland Dudick. And I'm telling this story also so you can understand why the Democrats' heads are spinning. Like they need an exorcism, a full 360 about Doge. It's not because they're afraid they'll see your Social Security number. Okay, folks, these people vote for 704 spying, okay, every year. Like good little sheeple, you know, 704, so that the NSA can get every keystroke you type, every text you send, every call you make, every email you send, and every transaction in your bank account. They love it. Oh, but Elon Musk might see your Social Security number. Uh-huh. Yeah. These people are full of it. Well, Doge went into the Social Security Department, right? And they wanted in. And this is why you need the best software engineers in the world, all right? Because I don't know where Trump would be without Musk. You know where he'd be? He'd be writing executive orders and they'd be ignoring them. And they would just ignore him right out of a presidency for 4 years. So when they refuse to let you in the system, because yes, they are hiding criminality and fraud. These people have been running these systems for years. When they say you can't have the passwords, when they say we're not telling you where the money is, we're not telling you how it works. You need some of the smartest engineers in the world. Go in there and figure it out. They got to write algorithms to find this stuff because the workers won't help them. Why? Because they're liberal Democrats and they love fraud and theft. That's what's in our government. It's an incredible story. So the guy by the name of Leland Dudick, okay? So Doge comes in and says, we won't, you know, let us in the system, give us passwords, help us get in. His boss says, no, I'm not doing that. Screw you. We hate the American people. Leland says, I know the passwords. I know how to get in the system. I'll help. Leland was fired by his boss. He was put on leave. I should say it's a better way to put it. He was put on leave for helping Doge find fraud by getting into the system. So then he goes online and he tweets, they want to fire me. He wrote, I confess I help Doge understand SSA. So how the Social Security system works, right? Within hours of that tweet, his boss was fired. That's exactly how it should work. And Dudick was elevated to lead the whole agency. Yeah! Folks, this is the pattern. This is brilliant. This is what Trump's doing. This is why things are different this time. He picks the people persecuted by these agencies to lead them. He did it with RFK. He did it with Jay Bhattacharya. Jay Bhattacharya is now running the agency that had him censored by the FBI. Jay Bhattacharya is a brilliant Stanford professor and doctor who said true things about COVID and was censored. This is how this works. Tulsi Gabbard was put on the TSA's terror watch list for criticizing Her Highness. Now she oversees that watch list. See how it works? That's who you could trust. You hope. He tweeted, I confessed, I asked where the fat was in our contract so we can make the right tough choices. Dudick is an example of how there are some fiscally conscious career feds and how Doge can maximize impact through people who know where the bodies are buried. So understand, when you're looking at Doge, Doge is the muscle here. This is how when they're hauling these practical criminals, these bureaucrats before Susie Wiles and saying, give us keys, give us a password. Show us how we get in a system. We want to see the payments. And they're like, no, won't do it. No, can't do it. Because they've committed crimes or they've overseen the commission of crimes and they know it. They know all this. They know there's 44,000 people who were born before 1920 currently receiving checks. They know $72 billion from the last segment in fraudulent payments now has been uncovered overnight. They're not even done yet in the last 7 years. And they refuse. They need Doge to literally break into the systems and figure them out, write algorithms to find the fraud. This is practical hand-to-hand combat. In some cases, it is actual hand-to-hand combat, trying to physically get in there, but then digitally get in there. Thank God for Elon Musk, folks. We couldn't slay this monster without him. We couldn't. And now we got the guy who's going to put these Democrats away, Kash Patel.